Well, the fink is really important in the context of the West Macdonald Ranges because it drains almost all of the West Macs, at least from Stanley Chasm West. And importantly, and it makes part of the unique structure of the West Macs, the water that flows into the fink comes from both sides of the range. So the fink really is the most important watercourse in Central Australia.
Glen Helen sits on the banks of one of the oldest rivers in the world, the Fink River. And while it's dry for most of the year, the Fink has provided valuable water for generations. Since early settlement, Glen Helen has been a pastoral property, but more recently it's become a tourist resort. These days, it's managed by Sheila and Colin O'Brien.
I'm Sheila O'Brien, and my husband Colin and myself operate Glen Helen Resort. We've been here for about 2.5 years, continuing a long history of tourism at the Glen Helen property, which has had tourists come in some form or other for probably 60 or more years. Glen Helen was established as a tourism property back in the 40s and 50s, and everyone would camp here and shelter if it was cold in the small hut which they rented, and later it was reinforced with concrete. From the 50s there was a lot of touring. People would, the bus companies lend to it, and some of the other tour companies used to come and make this one of their stops. They'd stay here a couple of nights, so it was part of perhaps a week or 2 weeks on rough roads and just rough basic camping.
But Glen Helen hasn't always been a tourist resort. In fact, it started off as a pastoral property. With permanent water and available feed, Glen Helen was prime cattle country.
I believe in the 1880s it was selected by a partnership, two men, Grant and Stokes, and they had one of them had a daughter called Helen, and so the Glen Helen came from there. They never lived on the site. They owned the property remotely, put a lot of cattle on it, let them grow, and then there was still a lot of cattle on it when they sold it. And Fred Raggett then bought it, and he built the basic homestead. It was a good cattle country here because all through the West Macdonalds is so well watered. They used to call it fattening country. So they used to regard it as really good because the cattle could range right throughout it and always find water.
Sheila, what would life have been like for the early settlers when they first came out to Glen Helen in the 1800s?
Well, I think life would have been really hard. I often think in really hot 40-plus days how it must have been when you couldn't get away from the heat. And it would have been the same for all the settlers in the Central Australia and arid areas generally. I just take my hat off to them. I wouldn't have been able to, don't think I could do it. It would have been very remote. It took absolutely days and days to get to any other settlement and months to get your supplies. They ordered their supplies to come up on the camel trains about 6 months ahead. The letter ordering it probably took 2 months to get there. And then the orders probably were being delivered all through the centre for probably 3, 4, 5 months. And so food, everything was pretty basic. They ate a lot of game, kangaroo and their own beef once they had some. But yeah, it would have been really basic.
Just to the right of the old Glen Helen homestead is the original meat house. This restored structure is similar to what the original house would have looked like.
Nearby the front veranda of Glen Helen, there's an old meat house, and it's just a timber and reed structure, and that was the same as the original house, was a timber and reed structure, except they had a solid fireplace and chimney, and that actually is still standing. It's now part of the existing homesteads. And the roof is a reed structure, still held together with wire, and they used to wet the reeds. They'd hang the meat in there and you know, they didn't have a hose, I don't suppose, but buckets of water were thrown on it to keep the cool airflow, a bit like a Coolgardie safe, a giant safe, and that's what it was used for.
These days, Glen Helen is a busy guest house and campground, employing staff from around the world.
Yeah, g'day, I'm Flash. I'm the chef here out at Glen Helen, and I've been here for about 4.5 years. I've met an eclectic mix of staff, everyone from Estonia through Italy, France, down through Germany, The only ones we haven't had is anyone from Madagascar or Rhodesia. I don't know why.
And do you have a lot of fun out here with the other workers?
Yeah, we do. We sort of blend as a family, and the ticket of the day is to have fun with the guests and take the mickey out of them as only Australians can. And, we just, you know, you do what you do, you have a bit of fun. Yeah, we work at Glen Helen, but we also live here. This is our home, so, you know, you've got to have fun. You've got to be able to smile each day. You've got to have something to laugh with or at least at. Usually it's a tourist, so, but that's the way it works. So, yeah.
But the real beauty of Glen Helen lies on the Fink River. It's here that we'll find Glen Helen Gorge. So let's head down there with Ross Nowland. Okay, Ross, we're walking through the Fink River here.
Yes, we're walking down a stony riverbed, which is the mighty Fink River, a river which hasn't changed dramatically its course in millions of years. It has modified as the land surface around it has eroded, but it has maintained its course across the landscape. It's some 600-700 kilometres long and a mighty river in Central Australia. Most notably, and along with other rivers in Central Australia, it empties out into a flat-out system or a great Coolabah swamp.
Ross, we can hear some gorgeous birds around us. I believe these are finches.
Yes, a multitude of finches. Also, we've got, and they're seed eaters from all the soft grasses along the side of the Fink River. They rely on this water source to be able to make the most of that dry seed food source. But also, if you have a look at the rushes, you can see all the insects, which are sort of like hovering above the rushes and reeds. And you'll notice every now and again that a willy wagtail flitting in and through the reeds and rushes.
Well, that's the end of our tour of Glen Helen. From here, stage 11 of the Larapinta Trail takes you to Redbank Gorge. Then it's a steep hike up Mount Sonder to complete section 12 and the end of the Larapinta Trail. Glen Helen also marks the end of our tour of the West MacDonnell Ranges. If you're heading further on, be sure to download our pod tour of the Red Centre Way. This tour includes sections on Palm Valley, Gosses Bluff, as well as Uluru, Catajuta and Kings Canyon. You can find it on our website, abc.net.au/AliceSprings or abc.net.au/Darwin. But before we go, I'll leave you with a final thought from Senior Ranger Michael Barrett.
It is so big and so remote and so exciting that it's going to take a lifetime to just see maybe another 10% or something like that.